Okay, so hello.
Hello.
My name's Kate Bowles and I'm interviewing you on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the Anthony Gormley One Another Art Project on Trafalgar Square. The date today is the 8th of July 2009, and if I can please ask you to state your full name, your age and where you come from.
My name's Lee Dawn Kempen. I'm 52 years old and I live in Reading in Berkshire.
And where are you from originally?
I was born in Hythe, Southampton, New Forest. I lived in Australia for about a decade. Came back to Hythe, moved to Bitton in Southampton and then moved to Reading.
Okay. And how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. A little bit dozy, but I'm okay because it's early.
And can I ask you what it was that made you want to get involved in this project?
Okay, I have to be honest. My husband was listening to The Archers and he told me about the storyline and he said, shall I put us both down? So I said yes, imagining that I could watch him on the plinth. And then lo and behold, I got it and he didn't. So there we go. But I'm really up for it. I feel that after I've done it, I'm going to feel proud that I've been up and done it. So a bit nervous now though.
And what are you going to do on the plinth?
Okay, I'm going to read out Dr. Seuss books. I'm looking forward to doing that. The reason I'm doing it is because I'm doing it for a charity, Huntington's Disease Association. My brother's got the disease, I'm afraid. I haven't. And we used to, when I was a child, we used to read together. So it reminds me of that.
Yeah. And is there any other reason that you're doing it?
Well, also to show off to my colleagues at work. And generally, I feel very nervous about doing it, but I think it's a new experience, and I'll be very proud when I'm done.
Brilliant. And how are you? Who are you doing this for as well?
For myself, really, because I want to contribute.
You're going to read, is there a particular Dr. Seuss book that you're going to read?
I really like The Cat in the Hat and also Happy Birthday, because today is my son's birthday and he's going to be joining us with his girlfriend at the plinth, and I've made some cupcakes as well, which I think I'll give to my husband to hand out, because I've seen the safety net and I know I can't throw a cupcake that far. So that's what I'm doing.
Fabulous. How do you anticipate your experience is going to be standing on the fourth plinth?
Well, I'm not as nervous as I would be if it was at peak time, because there would be more people there. I'm hoping actually that it's going to be quite quiet, commuters running past, looking up at me vaguely and then carrying on, and that way I think I'll be confident and I'll be able to do it.
And can you tell me what a little bit more about yourself?
About me? Right, I'm a mother of two. I have a daughter who's 27 and my son's 29 today. They both have partners too. What about me? I'm an electoral services manager at Reading Borough Council, and I'm a bit worried for the general election because I don't think the IT is going to work, and I'm desperately trying to get it to work in advance and hope there isn't an election in October and hope there's one in May, because I think we might be ready by then, hopefully. I live in Reading. We've lived there for 26 or 7 years now. We like our house. We're happy enough. Got good neighbours in Delft Close. That's about it, really. Make good cupcakes. I think, anyway. Actually, I made... for my daughter's wedding, I did use the same recipe. I did a 3-tier cake and cupcakes for her wedding, so, which I'm particularly proud of. Don't know if she is.
And what's important to you in your life at this moment?
What's important to me? I look forward to becoming a grandmother and staying healthy. And hopefully, what I'd really like to do is retire early. But I don't think I've got enough money to do that. Yes, yeah, that's it.
And what's your main kind of motivation for being involved in this project personally?
Right, well, I want to make people aware of Huntington's disease, and I also want to make them aware of Huntington's Disease Association, which is an excellent group of people who are supporting and helping people with the disease.
Brilliant. And how are you feeling about going up there?
I'm not afraid of heights, so that's okay. I've got a megaphone. people tell me my voice carries. I'm a bit froggy at the moment because it's so early, but yes, I've actually got a battery-operated megaphone so that I can read the books out quite easily without having to shout too much. I've forgotten your question, sorry.
just asking
it is early, isn't it?
Yes, it is early. About your motivation for doing this.
Oh, my motivation, yeah. Yes. Well, I've actually opened a page on the Just Giving website, and my address on that is Julie-Kempen on the plinth. And what I'd like people to do is to donate money to Huntington's Disease Association, which is linked to that Just Giving website page. So that's my motivation.
Mm-hmm. and let's see, is there anything that you'd like to say about yourself and how you're fit, like how you're taking part in this project?
Right. Well, I had to go and borrow the books from the library in Reading, so well done, Reading Libraries. And get the cupcakes together. And my husband Ian's been really good support. I think actually he's quite envious of me being up on the plinth, and was rather it was him than me. As a side note, my brother phoned me a couple of days ago and he's got a place on the plinth. He lives in Nottingham, so I think it's because he's in a different place in the country. And he submitted his application a month later. So, yes. He's between 8 and 9 on a Saturday, so he's got a peak time, which I'd be absolutely scared silly of, but he will cope well with that. So, yeah.
Fantastic. And is there anything else you'd like to add about being here today?
It's fascinating seeing London at this time of day. I've never done that before. To drive past Buckingham Palace without any traffic on the road, to see the London Eye all lit up, and to see the difference between its early travellers on the pavements and late revellers. And that's quite an eye-opener, seeing them all mixing together. And it's all very peaceful and quite happy. So that's quite new for me to see that. So, yeah.
Great. Have you ever done anything like this before?
No, never. No, this is a first.
I'm
used to presenting at work and doing all that, because you have to for work, don't you? So I'm used to that, but this is another element, and I have to admit being nervous, but that's that.
I'm sure you'll be fine. Mm. What impact do you think it will have, your reading the...
Well, what I secretly hope, and you might not want, I don't know if I should be telling you this, is that some voiceover talent scout hears my voice. I earn a fortune afterwards. That's a joke, it's okay. Like that's ever going to happen.
Well, I hope that you enjoy it.
Mm.
And yeah, I think that's all we need.
Thank you. I hope I enjoy it too.
Yeah.
I think probably after about the first 5 minutes I'll start to, because it must be a different view up there. Can I take a camera up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'd like to take pictures of my own view. And also, I've always walked along here before, always, and now I see it from a quite a different angle, so, yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.